Light today.
All right, it's official. Healthcare reform, this piece of legislation, the Senate Dems give a green light in a very early morning vote just a short time ago. It is a little bit of a baby step toward passing their healthcare bill. Ultimately, a bunch of controversial proposals. We'll talk about it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're getting ready for the holidays or in the middle of your holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate, and certainly we wish you the best. Can you believe that Christmas is the end of the week? Christmas Eve, just a handful of days away, and then voila, we're swinging into a new year. So coming up later this week, we'll talk about what were the big stories for 2009, the stories that motivated us, captivated us, and made us just plain old disgusted. Boy, I have a lot on that list, let me tell you, as I went through and tried to sum it all up. And frankly, this whole healthcare thing is one of them. It started back in the summer. The idea was to ramrod it through. Alas, it was uncovered that, hey, healthcare, we're talking about healthcare. Guess what? The people started to come out. And we're talking about all kinds of people, conservatives, liberals, etc. It wasn't limited to one type of person, people who had a health care, people who were on Medicare, people who had questions. And a lot of those questions, frankly, didn't get answered. And I think this health care debate, and ultimately if this full-on bill passes, you're going to see a big change in Washington come all those House seats in the following year. I think it's going to come back to haunt some of the people who made some serious compromises. So the key vote shortly after 1 a.m., 60-40 party line vote kept the Senate Dems on track to pass this bill on Christmas Eve. If it passes, the measure then has to be merged with a $1 trillion plan passed by the House, of course, in November. The Senate goes into recess until noon on Monday, shortly after the vote, of course, that they went into that. And this means that the White House is on the cusp of claiming victory on the top domestic issue or priority, which is the biggest expansion of federal health care guarantees. You like this? Health care guarantees since the enactment of Medicare and Medicaid over four decades ago. And this is one of the quotes from Harry Reid. The bill will help promote choice and competition to drive down skyrocketing health care costs for families all across America, and despite the public option, this has gone, the public opposition, this has gone through. And I'll tell you, as many of the Republicans saw, the people who wrote the bill were proud of it, and, or they wouldn't be forcing the vote in the middle of the night, right? So this is going to reshape our nation, but how is it going to reshape our nation? Yeah. Be careful what you wish for if you were hoping that this would pass. And lo and behold, we're closer and closer. All right, so the number to call to weigh in, of course, is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. .net. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm okay, Kate. Are you well? You sound really scratchy voice, or is it just a bad connection?
You know what? No, I have kind of a scratchy voice. I can't believe you picked that up. I have been drinking tea. I think Matt, I'm blaming Matt in Minneapolis. He was sick, and he still has a stuffed up ear, and I think he gave it to me.
Long distance?
Yes, exactly.
Right, hey, through those phone lines.
Exactly. There is no vaccination for this, but I'm just praying I'm going to make it through.
Well, bless your heart. I heard you say something last week to somebody about you might not be live every night this week until Christmas. Or
I'm not going to be live Christmas Eve and Christmas, no.
Okay, okay. Now, that's not the main reason I called.
Are you offering me a bribe or something? What's going on here?
No. I heard you say a while ago about the Social Security no cost of living increase for beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my letter like week before last saying nada. But when they passed this higher increase and it went into, they passed the bill last September to go into January this year, they said then there would not be a cost of living increase for Social Security beneficiaries till 2012. We have to live on this till January of 2012.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This year to 2010 and 2011, while everything else around us is going up.
Right.
We will get no extra help. I think it's really sad. Now, I wanted to ask you, I have been trying to keep up with this health claim, but I absolutely am mind-boggled. Can you tell me, since you kind of keep up with it for your mom, what cuts are going to happen to Medicare as far as what they're going to pay for, what they're going to allow? Do you have any idea?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, it doesn't kick in until 2014, so you know that. So you have a couple of years to get a handle on that, which is probably a good thing by the time they iron it out. And what happens is, what the problem is with Medicaid, you'll get more. Like Nebraska's going to get all that federal help they need. So it's 100%. The feds are picking up 100% of the tab for the expansion. So when it starts to expand, you'll have to end up paying more. It'll be, I don't know how much more it's going to be. They don't know. It depends on the state. It depends on, you know, Texas, New Jersey, Illinois. It's that same theory. It's going to expand. You're going to have to pay more. And that's scary.
I already pay, and everybody else does, $96.50 a month.
Right.
For our Medicare, this is not Medicaid, this is Medicare.
Right. But
we already pay that, and we're not going to get a cost of living increase for two more years.
Right.
But by 2014, we'll probably all be living in the street in tents anyway.
That's right. So
we'll have all kinds of money for my Social Security money to buy more insurance,
right.
I guess.
That's right. It'll be like the, what do they call them? The Irish travelers, the traveling.
There you go.
Really, that's what we'll be. We'll be doing that, all of us.
Well, I think we're working real hard, and Obama is just, bless his heart, just pushing us right towards it to close that gap between us and third world countries, and we're going to be a third world country before you realize it.
Well, boy, let's hope not. I know, it's scary.
And I have a real gripe about this for people out in the world that are going to have to partake in this and forced to get insurance even though they can't afford it, and they're going to be penalized and fined if they don't. Tell me the sense in this. I've tried really hard listening to you, listening to the news, and I cannot absorb that because it makes no sense to fine people if they can't afford to get insurance.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I don't understand that. If you can't afford it in the first place, but see, then the answer is, well, no, we're going to have these co-ops where you can afford it, and we're going to find a way to make it affordable for you. But that still is beyond me because it's not taking into account families, really. It's not taking into account how many kids. It's not taking that into account what people are living on in the real world. That's what I think the problem is, Dana. Hey, you have a good one. 800-259-5791. We'll meet you on the flip side with more news and notes. Hang with us.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928 928- 928-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
Alright, whistleblowers to me are kind of bad to the bone. Bad to the bone because they're willing to put it all on the line when they know that the world is going to crumble around them. We have great examples of famous whistleblowers who, thank goodness, they had the cojones, if they were male, to step forward and say something. And, you know, that they were brave enough to step out of the light and to get away from whatever it was. For example, the woman who was questioned about Enron. That had to be tough, boy, to really blow the lid off of what happened with Enron. And there, we know there's a ton of examples of that, right? Famous whistleblowers. Well, there's a Marine Corps whistleblower who says in the military they're trying to force him from his job for exposing what the failures are to deliver life-saving equipment to the troops in Iraq. And this guy's name is Franz Gale. He's a senior civilian employee, right? And he's saying that there's a series of actions that underscore the challenges that Obama faces in fulfilling this campaign pledge to treat federal whistleblowers as patriots instead of pariahs, because he's right. I remember that. But, of course, and everybody wanted that, but he's pointing out that, no, that's not really happening. So, once again, here we go. Okay, we're supposed to be able to do this, but it's not what I'm encountering at all. That I'm not, you know, the reality is whistleblowers don't have an improved situation. Maybe it's a little bit improved, but not to what they thought it was going to be in whatever walk of life they are, basically. But especially in the military. So, in the case of this Marine coming forward, boy, the backlash is unbelievable. And they're saying that it's a personal opinion and it's not the facts. And they did an audit by the Pentagon Inspector General, and it actually affirmed a lot of his conclusions that this equipment wasn't getting to them, right? So, and Gale, this guy, had to start knocking down the door at Biden's office, including Senator Bond from Montana, to talk about the flaws in the system that, you know, kept needed gear from getting to the troops. So good for him that he stepped forward and was able to say that, you know, and do something about it instead of to just slink into the background, because apparently now some things are being done. That's good. And they're doing a criminal investigation and, you know, looking into it. And the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is stepping in, and they're asking the Inspector General to determine if the supervisors are messing with him and looking into his background and, you know, trying to force him out, because that's what it's looking like. But I say bravo to him, bravo to anybody who's able to do that, because it has to be tough. And every day, big, small, medium, doesn't matter. I mean, you got all sizes out there, unbelievable things that people weather, things that they shouldn't have to weather on the job, and they don't say anything, and a lot of times they end up losing their job anyway, and they wanted to come forward, but they just couldn't do it. They just could not push themselves to that position of being the ultimate whistleblower, because they know what the expense is, just so great, and it's so tough to do. I said coming up this week, and we're going to do this in our next couple of shows, we're going to do predictions for what we think is going to happen, and think about this too. Predictions for what we think is going to happen in 2010 and wrapping up the big stories of 2009. Obviously, healthcare, we've already said that, is huge. If we bounced around and talked about some other things in entertainment or in media or in sports, I mean, this could really be media or sports. But now that it happened at the tail end of the season, there's still the Tiger Woods thing. The jokes abound. Maybe the most jokes I've heard in a very long, long time. And every single day, some crazy, weird, twisted thing comes out about Woods and some relationship with, you know, it's either a porn star or a waitress or cougars. Now they keep saying cougars. The latest thing is, and you wonder, I mean, when is it going to be false? When are the claims going to be false? But there's a woman who's 48 who says that she tried to have Tiger Woods' baby without him knowing it. See, I was wondering if this would ever happen, there's somebody out there that's floating around with a kid that's going to claim that. So anyway, the bottom line is, this Teresa Rogers has a baby whose father has never been determined by a DNA test, but because of the child's skin color, she's assuming that there's a chance that that the baby could be Woods or could be a Serbian basketball player who she also was seeing at the time that she says she conceived, but that it's not impossible that Woods could be the father of this five-year-old girl. And wow. So this is the first one. This is the we'll call her the cougar, because that's she is, according to the age thing of when she would have hooked up with Tiger Woods. Matt, I mean, nothing is surprising in this Woods deal, is it?
Not at all. Like, I mean, we've been saying it seems like every night we're on air, it just gets crazier and crazier, and something new comes out. And that's what always happens. It's just there's another branch coming off the tree of the story.
Well, and he said that he did not use condoms. Remember?
Yeah, that's always smart.
I mean, or some of the, what, he didn't say it, the women, because he hasn't said anything about it, the women that he was with said, a couple of the women said that. So that made me think right away, not so much about something he could have caught, but that, what if somebody got pregnant?
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then what happens? You've got 14 mistresses or however many, and, I mean, there may be someone else floating around. So is she going to want money or hush money?
Yeah, exactly. And it's still surprising to me that with all the paparazzi and all the Hollywood reporters out there, the TMZs and Gawker
right.
and all these other sites, that this didn't come out until now. And it seems like once it came out, everyone's like, oh, everyone knew that. No, everyone didn't know that.
No, they didn't.
You know?
I don't think so. I don't think if anyone knew that he might, even if they thought he was fooling around for what it's worth or whatever, not to this extent.
Yeah,
not these stories.
It's, like I said, the newer the story, the juicier it gets.
But here's the thing. I don't get why, supposedly he dispatched these lawyers to pay these women off, but I don't get that. Why does he have to pay them anything? I'll call them the hustlers. Because the story's already there. It's too late. This marriage is down the drain. She's going to get a divorce. So what's the difference now to pay off women that have already been talking?
I don't know. Maybe he wants to keep the Barbara Walters interview out there or something. I have no idea because, I don't know, maybe there's more graphic details that have yet to emerge, and he's trying to keep that on the down low.
Yeah, that could be. If there was something else that was shocking or just jaw-dropping or whatever that was going to come out, maybe that's what it is. But the way the story is being reported, it looks like, you know, it's sort of like, okay, let's find all these women, 14, 15, whoever, and let's just get them all to stop. So find out what they want, just pay it, and let's move on from this so I don't have to deal with salacious stories every day. They have to sign a confidentiality, because that'd be easy, sign a confidentiality agreement. That means they can't talk to the, you know, they can't talk to the media. Or they can't do that. But otherwise, I'd say, who cares? If there's nothing else to be revealed, who cares? Because it's already out there. I mean, there's nothing that we don't haven't already heard, or at least we think we haven't already heard it. Anyway, that would be one of the top sports stories of the year. He's just one of the greatest golfers of all time, and how he's fallen down. Will he get up? Will he ever play again? Will he break Jack Nicklaus's record, or does he stay away from the game at least indefinitely? He's not going to be back to the game of golf, but how long is indefinitely? We'll be back in three here on ATN.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
This is video log 12 times 21, 32. Do I have to do this now? Like, I really need to get some rag.
No, now, when it's fresh.
Okay, location, shack. The days are starting to blur together.
The language is a pain, but, you know, I figure it's like field stripping a weapon. Just repetition, repetition.
Nari.
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 Only we're stronger.
Theory calls me scound. It means moron.
This is a very important part of it.
Norm's attitude has improved lately.
I see you, but it's not just I'm seeing you in front of me. It's I see into you. I see you.
Scooty's back on board, but he thinks I'm a scound too.
I understand you.
All right, that was a little slice. You heard it once before, heading into the weekend of Avatar. It was tops at the box office, $73 million. It is the third highest-ranking December release of all time. For some trivia's sake, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and I Am Legend are the only December releases to outperform it. How about that? What's interesting, though, is you could see Avatar in its 3D version or not. You don't have to go see the 3D thing. And I guess 3D accounted for 58% of the gross. And a lot of critics are saying, they're telling people, go see it in the 3D version or you're going to be disappointed. You need to see it in 3D. And I didn't even realize that. I went to the movies over the weekend to see something completely different, a movie called Brothers. And it was a good movie. Depressing at times. It had to do with two brothers. One is kind of a mess up and gets out of jail and is getting his life together, and that's Jake Gyllenhaal, who plays him, and Tobey Maguire is the brother who's married and is going off to serving his country, and basically gets kidnapped by, like I said, the Taliban, and some really screwed up things happen to him. He comes back and he's not himself. Thus, you know, this is the whole plot of the movie Brothers. Anyway, the Avatar lines were so long. It was like Disney World. They had been roped off. And so I knew immediately it was Avatar. And I saw the 3D, that it was saying 3D. So I think, at least in my neighborhood, a lot of people were going to see the 3D version of it. It cost something like $500 million to make. So you wonder if they're going to at least break even on that. Wow. $73 million, though, for Avatar to watch some blue people running around. Interesting. I don't know. I'm kind of curious about it, though, I have to say, because I have a young nephew who is into the whole Avatar thing. Otherwise, I don't know that I would be. Matt, do you want to see Avatar?
It's not real high on my list because, I don't know, a lot of the science fiction type movies, I'm not big into them. And this one in particular doesn't look like something I'd particularly like, so I don't think I'm going to go out of my way to see it. There's a couple of guys here at the studio that are planning on seeing it, so if they come back with some rave review, then I'll go out and see it. But unless that happens, I don't think I'll be seeing it.
Okay, so they have to change your mind. But $73 million, so a lot of people did go out.
Yeah, but it doesn't account for $250 million to make or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy amount of money. Isn't I thought it was $500 million, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's one of the most expensive movies ever made. Yeah.
Yeah, and so to even break even, they're going to have to put the pedal to the metal and get everyone go and see this movie. So, yeah, it's tough. I think it's going to be tough to break even on that one. But it's definitely got some buzz. And I'm bringing this up because, once again, when we wrap up 2009, what were the best movies? Hopefully, for as much as our hair is on fire, we jump on the proverbial soapbox and go crazy over what's happening in Washington. I do hope, because of what it is about this country, that we have the freedoms to watch and read and discuss and go and see whatever it is we want, even if one person's pleasure is another person's poison. I do hope some of you got a chance to go out and catch a flick or two. I think it's good escapism to be able to kick back and go and see a movie. Of course, my choice of movies, like I just are always seem to be heavy message movies. But I'll tell you what I thought the best of 2009 was. Politics, you know how I feel. I think if you've listened to the show, and healthcare, as far as pieces of legislation, this would be one of them. And then missed opportunities. There were a ton of missed opportunities, I think, in 2009, things that just got shelved, really, since July, since June, probably before that. Other things took precedent domestically that I think some things could have been solved and should have been solved that just didn't. And in Missouri, hello.
In a long time.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Avatar. I hear rumors that it's good.
Hmm.
I've got a friend that's all we do is go to the show. And so definitely from the previews, we are going to see it. Just haven't gotten there yet, but I hear that it's good.
Good for you. What do you think was the best movie of 2009 that you can recall?
Oh, me? Oh, my goodness. Fresh off the top of my head would be Blindside. It should be the number one. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, gotta go see it.
I'm writing that down.
It is absolutely, absolutely remarkable. And it's a true story. And, you know, when you get a true story that hits all of the,
senses.
Mm-hmm. Senses. You cry and you laugh. And, you know, just all of it was just, it was one of the most tremendous movies I have seen in a long time.
Mm.
But yeah, there's been lots of good movies, and you put me on the spot that I didn't have a chance to study for.
Call us back next week and say, give us your movie list, because you like to go to the movies, so I bet you have a list.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's Godzilla, but Avatar is one of the biggies.
All right, so Anne in Missouri. Thanks, Anne. We're glad to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing
Christmas.
Well.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Anne says Avatar she'll go and see because she's seen the clips. See, that's the whole thing. Do you get reeled in by the clips when you're sitting there watching? I think Body of Lies, Leonardo DiCaprio, that movie was good. I think I saw a bunch of movies. You know, Star Trek was pretty decent. I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but it's pretty good. I put it on the list. It was interesting to see the front side of Captain James Kirk and Spock. I kind of like that. I'm not a Trekkie at all, but I like seeing that. I like seeing that. Sometimes I like seeing it. The what would have happened, in other words, go back, reverse the course. And I did see a slew of movies. I went through periods where I saw a bunch and then didn't see some, and I ended up getting things on DVD and seeing movies a lot that way. Anymore, let me tell you, here's my greatest tip for anyone listening to me that is curious about movies, don't have time to see movies, it's too expensive, whatever. The cheapest way to get a movie is to go to the Red Box. The Red Box is great. If you have a 7-Eleven, a fast food, and I think it's mostly 7-Eleven. 7-Elevens, maybe some gas stations have it. But the Red Box, you just go, and you just have to have an ATM card or whatever it is, because they need it in case you didn't return the movie. But they have first-run movies. You rent it for, I think it's $1.99. Take it back. Boom. That's it. $1.99. I think it's the cheapest game in town, and it's a great way to do it because you pass by that convenience store how many times, I don't know, right around the corner from your house, whatever. And that's all it's going to cost you. Netflix, Blockbuster, on demand, nobody can beat that price. Have you been to the Red Box at all, Matt? You know what I'm talking about with this Red Box?
Yeah, they got them at Walgreens, McDonald's. They got them everywhere. And
they're
great.
I've
used them before. Yeah.
Because it's, if you can get the movie you want, you just go and you look and you see, and they're first run movies. You know, they might be out, it's like any other video thing, and you can get some, I mean, but it's really cheap.
Right. It's only, I think, like, what, $1 a day?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's it.
Yeah, and most of the time, you don't need a movie longer than 24 hours anyways, because you'll watch it, so it's not a big deal. And the other nice thing is some of those are outside the buildings, so mm-hmm. you can use them 24 hours a day and just, you know, the video store doesn't have to be open or anything like that. You can just drive up and use one.
Yeah, that's what I think. I didn't know about the Red Boxes and them for Thanksgiving when I was in Orlando. My brother turned me on to it. In fact, for my nephew, he rented the movie Up, which was really good. That animated, I think it's either Pixar or Disney.
Yeah,
I don't know which
Pixar
one it is.
Pixar movie.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah,
I
haven't seen it yet, but I'm slowly getting back into watching a bunch of movies. I'm catching up on all the ones I missed over the summer, so that's one of them I'm going to see.
Yeah, and that's a good one for anyone. Anyone listening, that's a good one. Even if you're a curmudgeonly, crotchety person, or you're a family-oriented person, everybody can, you'll get something out of it. I was surprised. I didn't really know much about it, and really, really liked that movie. That's a movie that the whole family could watch, but it's not sappy or, you know, over the top or too cartoony. You know, that's the best way I could describe it. It fits all the way around, though, and it was great. It was really, really good. And that was, again, one of those Redbox things, and that's how I was introduced to it. It was outside of a 7-Eleven, of all things. Okay, so coming up on the flip side, did anybody nail the score? I know you're waiting with bated breath. Plus, a wrap of the NFL. My Eagles clinched a playoff berth, but to what avail? How far will they go once they get into the playoffs? Stay with us.
Thank you. Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. Kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Single setback, Weaver. At that straight back, he's looking. He moves to his left. He loads up. He fires. Caught at the 5 and in for the touchdown.
Vickers fullback, Harrison tailback, Royal Braun in motion. They give it to Harrison. He streaks through 20, 15, 10, 5, and he runs along the sideline and then goes in for a touchdown. Harrison's third rushing touchdown of the game, a 27-yard run.
Hilliard the running back. Their receivers flank to the left, one to the right. Best in motion toward the line of scrimmage, back to pass is Henning. And he's looking, firing. Oh, it's intercepted! Oh, no! How in the world do you do that? Ready for the snap now. Onus is set. High snap. Kick is up. And it is good, and the football game is over.
Third and 10 at the 19. Down. Doesn't matter. Getting to the goal line does. Ben is back. He waits. He looks. He throws it for the near sideline. It's caught in the end zone. Big first touchdown.
Interesting stuff. The NFL, baby. You can't beat it. I'm just was dying, though, for someone to nail the score. And much to my chagrin, we didn't have anyone nail the score, because the game of the week, of course, was the Cowboys and the Saints. The Cowboys marching in to New Orleans, and New Orleans undefeated, but the Cowboys pulled it off, shockingly. The final score was 24-17, and no takers. Nobody nailed it. Of course, some of you picked the Cowboys, but nobody was close enough. So I can't give that big, huge prize pack away, but it means that we have another round of Nail the Score on Tuesday. Again, Tuesday into Wednesday. For anybody who's around, definitely call, because that could be, you know, your lucky night. But, Matt, you did pick the Cowboys, and you watched that game. Crazy, huh?
That's right, and I did pick the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't nail it.
Yes, but you were all going off about how the Cowboys didn't have a chance, and they weren't going to win. So that
I didn't
good.
Think so, I'm telling you. I didn't think so at all, especially the way they've been playing. And that game was the Cowboys. It shouldn't have even been that close. I mean, there was no scoring going on from New Orleans until the very end, the second half of the game, but really to the tail end of the game. The Cowboys had it so in the bag, and then it looked like there was a chance that they could lose it at the end. I mean, not lose it, but have it tied up. It came so close to that. Nick Folk misses a field goal attempt, and that could have been a huge blow to the Dallas Cowboys if they had to go into the OT. But it didn't happen, and maybe it's going to be a starter for them. Because really, they got to clear the board anyway to even have a shot at getting into the playoffs. Since the Eagles already clinched a spot, now they're 10-4.
Yeah, and Dallas finally won a game in December.
Mm-hmm.
And their defensive line looked outstanding. And the Saints' offensive line looked horrid.
Oh, Drew Brees, he was like, at first he was getting no protection either, even from the offensive line and around. It was crazy, wasn't it?
And then when he did get protection, he threw it to the other team.
I know, so that doesn't work out too well.
Yeah.
It's at all. And how about...
Like, DeMarcus Ware, I can't believe him.
Oh, incredible.
Taken out on a stretcher the week before and comes back and just dominates the game.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely incredible. So it was a big win for the Cowboys. 9-5 they are in the season. The Saints get their first loss. I mean, they're, of course, still in the playoffs. Undefeated still, the Colts beating the Jags 35-31. That was just another notch on the belt. So to speak, for them. The Cardinals beat the Lions, as they should have, 31-24. They're 9-5 now. The Patriots eke it out over the Bills, 17-10. You heard some of these highlights. Chargers beating the Bengals, 27-24. And that was, you know, for the Chargers, clinch. For the Eagles, I mentioned 27-13 over the 49ers. Another, they should have won that game, and they did. As far as some of the other things that you heard as well, how about the Steelers? That was exciting on Heinz Field to come up with that last-minute heroics again, 37-36, and you heard that call there at the end. And while you had that game going on, so now the Steelers 7-7, the Packers 9-5, the Vikings. What happened to the Vikings, Matt? The wheels fell off the bus. The Panthers pummeled them 26-7 at the stadium in Charlotte.
Not a good day for my squad.
No, not a good day at all. I was watching. I was like, "Woo, what's going on here?"
Our offensive line looked bad. Our defense looked bad. Everything looked bad. Brett Favre looked old. I don't know what happened.
Oh, terrible.
But this is the second time in the last 3 weeks where they've just completely haven't shown up at all.
Mm.
And to do it against Carolina, that's not good.
Not good at all.
So getting a little worried on this side of the mic.
Yeah, don't worry about it, because I think playoffs are such a different animal anyway. See what happens. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but see what happens once you're there. That's the key. Maybe some bad bumps are good heading in. I don't think it's the smooth sailing that's always great. You know, look at the Patriots. Look at some other teams. I think it's sometimes better to have a few bumps and they go back and work on it.
Yeah, well, they need to do some work for sure. Oh. And if we face Philly, I am honestly scared about Philly. They're playing really well.
I would be. I'm happy about Philly. So you're right. On my side of the mic, I'm happy by what I'm seeing. So I have to say, I would be a little bit concerned if that's what happens. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Vikings better show up the next couple of weeks. Otherwise, we're not even going to have the first round bye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be good. You don't want that to happen. So don't forget, Matt and I are talking all this football. We've got Nail the Score coming up, as I mentioned, at the top of the segment on Tuesday. Yeah, since we're talking about the NFL, this is an interesting story. You don't have to be a fan of football or sports to say, what are you talking about? Check this out. The NFL is asking players to donate brains. They're partnering with Boston University, and what they're doing is the league is planning to encourage current and former NFL players to agree to donate their brains to BU's Center for Study of Traumatic Brain Problems, which has said it found links between repeated head trauma and brain damage in boxers, football players, and in a former NHL player. So they say it would be huge if they do this, if they can get some people to do it. They're committed to giving $1 million or more to the center, and they're emphasizing they hope that players will do this. So, of course, in donating the brain, we're talking about players who have passed on after they die, just so you know. Can we have your brain, please? So they're, and just in case somebody out there was thinking a little kooky, they can't take the brain until after they die. So the league is going to contact some retired football players who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia and are getting benefits from the league. They're going to ask the families to consider donating their brains for the study. And then you have three current players, like I'm thinking off the top of my head, like the Ravens center, Matt Burke is a guy, Sean Morey is another guy, the Cardinals wideout, and they've already agreed to donate their brains. They've already said that they'll do that so that it might help future people. And they're very interested in, you know, future players, very interested in some of the high-profile guys like Ben Roethlisberger or Kurt Warner or Brian Westbrook, all people who have been sidelined by some pretty bad head injuries during the season. Not a bad idea at all. You know, the violence, and you don't realize until you're really on the sidelines in the NFL, and it's like two trains colliding at times. I'm not kidding how fast the field moves. So if this helps future players and they can do something about some of the head trauma and what happens and determine what happens in the future to people who have those head injuries, I say thumbs up, go for it.
Can't miss the Vikes game. Twin City!
I'm stupid, you're smart,